Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Canella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lada, Leyva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wyckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our guest chaplain, Reverend Lucy Bunch, Unitarian Universalist Society of Sacramento, after which please remain standing and we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Hueso.
Let us pray. Holy Spirit, known by many names and beyond all names, we ask your blessings on the people who have been called to lead in our state. We ask that love be their ground of being and of action. Remind them that everyone, all races, creeds, religions, sexual and gender orientations, are our neighbor. Everyone, our sibling. Help them to remember to respect and protect the least of those among us, those who live on the margins, those who are alone, and those who are forgotten. Grant them and us the wisdom and courage to know and do what is good and true. Grant them the integrity to know the truth and to speak out when it is time to speak out and listen patiently and receptively when it is time to listen. May they always be guided by the spirit of community, by the spirit of justice, and the spirit of love. This we pray in the name of the divine spirit that holds and connects us all. Amen.
Members, we are going to move to privileges of the floor. Any privileges of the floor? Seeing none, messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. We're now going to move to motions, resolutions, and notices. Pursuant to Senate Rule 2910C, the following bills are referred to the Rules Committee, AB 1565 and AB 1694, without objection.
Privileges.
Senator Allen, for what purpose do you rise?
Madam President, I just wanted to take a moment to introduce, under privileges of the floor,
please proceed.
A couple of guests from my district in the back of the chamber. Including a great veteran who contributed so much to this state legislature, the wonderful former Assemblymember Terry Friedman. He represented my hometown of Santa Monica and the west side of Los Angeles from 1986 to 1994, and then went on to serve as a judge of the Los Angeles Superior Court. He's had a very illustrative and illustrious legislative career, including his authorship of AB 101, which became the first law on the books in the state of California, protecting LGBT persons from discrimination in employment. His AB 13, the Smoke-Free Workplace Act, which was the first comprehensive state law protecting workers from the public and the public from carcinogenic secondhand smoke, was very impactful as well. He now volunteers his considerable talents as chair of the nonprofit legal aid organization BETSEDEC, which is also in my district. He's here today with the president and CEO of BETSEDEC, Jesse Kornberg, and Sarah Jampol as well. They're a director of development. It's a wonderful organization that provides free legal services to the most vulnerable among us. It's been doing so since 1974. And I just want to welcome this wonderful trio who serve our community so ably to the California State Senate.
Thank you, Senator Allen. Welcome to your California State Senate. Members, are there any other privileges of the floor? Seeing none, we will move to introduction and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 899, 900, and Senate Bill 901.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Consideration of the daily file, second reading file. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 1565 and Assembly Bill 1694.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Members, we are going to return to motions and resolutions. This would be the appropriate time to do adjourn in memories. Any adjourn in memories? Senator Glazer. When you're ready, Senator Glazer, please proceed.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I would ask that the Senate adjourn today in memory of Jose Ramirez, a longtime owner of the famous Posey's restaurant, who passed away last week at the age of 85. Jose immigrated from Querétaro, Mexico, and rose from busboy to bartender at Posey's Cottage. And ultimately, he became an owner and operator of that historic political establishment just a few blocks from the Capitol. This was at a time when things were much less partisan, and members of both parties, the Third House, the Fourth Estate, socialized regularly as a part of Capitol life. Posey's was once described as a meat and potatoes joint that was listed as one of the country's top political hangouts. Always gracious and respectful, Jose was beloved by many in the Capitol community. His family was one of the first Latino families to own a home in Sacramento's Land Park community. After Posey's closed in 1995, Jose enjoyed his later years spending time with his daughters and granddaughters. Jose is preceded in death by his wife, Laura. He is survived by his daughters, Mary, Sarah, Maddie Luz, three granddaughters, Liza, Laura, and Jenner, and three stepchildren, Taylor, Harrison, Carter Giroux, and nephews Javier and Alfredo. You all may know Jose's daughter, Sarah Ramirez Giroux, a graduate of my high school, McClatchy High, a classmate of mine. It was a moment of great pride for Jose when Sarah rose to become the chief of staff to...
Sorry, Senator Glazer, we are doing an adjourn in memory. Please proceed.
It was a great moment of pride for Jose when Sarah rose to become chief of staff to Speaker John Perez after starting out as a receptionist in the Assembly Rules Committee in 1983. A memorial service will be held at St. Francis Assisi in Sacramento on Friday, January 26th at 10 a.m. A friend of Sarah who knew Jose well said he never let a young person living on a shoestring budget leave Posey's hungry. Our Capitol community will miss Jose and ask that we adjourn in his very fine memory. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Glazer. Senator Nielsen.
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I too would rise to recognize this quiet legend that many of you never had the privilege and blessing to know. But I would like to emphasize that he was kind of the carrier of the torch of collegiality that used to be more manifest here. And Posey's was one of the places where that collegiality was nourished, I suppose, intellectually as well as in terms of your nutrition. And sometimes there were fun times. The Derby Club used to meet there. The Derby Club was a bipartisan group of folks that wore derbies whenever they met at lunch. And it was certainly a vehicle to enhance that collegiality. You might have your battles here, but you went down to Posey's and put that derby on, and you talked friendly things. And it was business conducted there just like at all of the other establishments. But what was maybe a little bit different about it to me is the permanence of these establishments, like Posey's. It always was there, in effect, through the generations of legislators who served here. And in that, it kind of had that collegial atmosphere and tradition, particularly the tradition. And Jose, I consider the carrier of the torch and the architect of keeping that going. And I would say his retirement and the change in what Posey's become was kind of a marked the, oh, let's say not degeneration, but somewhat of a retreat here from that collegiality, because it was in one of the institutions, and there were many. Ellis is one, Frank Fats up the street, and there are new places around here now that we frequent and our receptions are held at. But I'll always remember how Posey's and Jose were synonymous, and how Posey and Jose were synonymous with collegiality. The people of California owe his memory a thanks for that gift.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Senator Glaser, please be sure to bring his name forward. Members, we are still under motions and resolutions. Do we have any other adjourn in memories? Senator Lara, did you have something under motions and resolutions?
Thank you, Madam President. Under motions and resolutions, I move Joint Rule 62A be waived for the Appropriations Committee to meet on Thursday, January 18th, without the 2 days' notice in the daily file.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Bradford. Aye. Canella. Aye. De Leon. Dodd. Aye. Fuller. Gaines. Aye. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Jackson. Aye. Lada. Aye. Leva. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mendoza. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. I. Newman, I. Wynn, I. Nilsson, I. Pan, I. Porchettino, Roth, I. Skinner, I. Stern, Stone, Fidak, Wykowski, I. Wiener, I. Wilk, I.
Please call the absent members.
Berryhill, I. De Leon, Fuller, I. Hertzberg, aye. Mendoza, Porchettino, Stern, Stone, Vidak.
Ayes 34, no 0, the measure passes. Members, we are still under motions and resolutions. Do we have any further adjourn in memories? Seeing none, if there is no further business, Senator Canella, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Madam President. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m.
Thank you, Senator Canella. Members, have a great rest of the day. We will see you Thursday morning at 9 a.m.